Uh-oh.
Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? This is Psychic X Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. How are you? Everybody in the chat room, say hello. We're saying hello to you. Checking out some things here. Also, if you want to get a reading, just give us a call. Just call in for a reading. It's great. Get you some answers. And when we sit there and talk about the ideal free readings, we're not like everybody else out there. We're not like the other shows where you only get two questions and scoot you down the road. We're not going to do that here. No, we are here to give readings. So therefore, to give you an idea what readings are all about, I think you need to take advantage of the full experience. So therefore, give us a call at 646-721-9031. And if you want to take that experience even further with doing a private reading with me, just give me a call at 740-500-8863 or go to my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Okay, we got some great specials going this month. Like, for example, for August, you can get a 75-minute reading for $75. Okay? It's that easy. Plus, we also got our 90-minute sessions, which we actually do our past life readings, actually past life regressions, life coaching, relationship counseling, relationship readings. We also have this thing called compatibility palm readings. And we also do a lot of variations. We also work with couples who have gifted children because we believe that if you have a gifted child, there's also gifted parents and the idea of discovering those gifts within yourself. Also, those sessions this month are only, they're like 90-minute sessions, and they're different than the $75 for 75 minutes. You can actually get a 90-minute session this month for only, $77. We also have group readings. We also have parties. And if you call us this month, it's only going to cost you $77 for those parties and those group readings. Now, group readings is when you have 5 or 10 of your friends, and we sit down and do at least a 20-minute reading with each one of them, and it's in a group setting. So everybody, we're all sitting there. So, you know, whatever comes out in the reading, you better be prepared for what's coming out because we just give the answers, okay? And we can also do those on Skype. So if you have a party you want us to be at, and all you have to do is set up a laptop on your side or a computer, and we can set up our side on Skype, and we can still be there on a nice little table. People just sit down in front of the screen just like if we were doing a Skype one-on-one reading. Just that easy, okay? And plus, right now, we make it even easier for you. If you buy 3 of those 90-minute sessions up front, it's only going to cost you $150. Okay, we also have a variation of what we also have this thing called a one-card. It's a one-card angel reading. And what it is, we take one card and we do a reading for you. It's about 15 or 20 minutes, and it's only $20 this month. Also, if you want to do an email reading, just send me an email to psychicxjourneyman@live.com, and you can get 5 cards. And 5 questions for only $25 this month, okay? So think, there's so many variations that you can do, okay? I like doing personal readings. I like doing them on the phone or in person, so I like the $75 for 75 minutes because it gives us all a lot of room and we can be comfortable in the idea of how things flow and that kind of stuff, okay? Anybody in the chat room has a question, would like to get a couple questions answered on the air, please just put the questions in the chat room. We'd be glad to answer that for you, okay? Okay, and the other thing is, we like people to call in. So please call in and get a reading with us today. Okay, the number is 646-721-9031. And like I said before, if you want to do a private experience, it's just give me a call at 740-500-8863 or go to the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Also, if you'd like to donate to the show, just donate to the show. Just go to the website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com, and go to the donation, which is actually the reading page, I think, and just donate. We appreciate any kind of nomination of anything that you want to give, and even if it's only a dollar. We appreciate everything, and the ideal of it's almost like we're all working together, and the ideal of having a spiritual experience of helping everybody else to have also have those spiritual experiences too as well. All right. We're also looking for sponsorship for the show. If you want to sponsor this ship, it's a $45 fee a month where we also promote you, your service, and your product. And it's only $45 a month. So if you want to sit there and sponsor the show and you want to work with us in the idea of upgrading the show so we can actually go to Premium Plus, hey, be glad to sit down and talk to you. Just give me a call at 740-500-8863. All right? Let's see here. All right. I'm sitting here looking at this. I'm going to go back to the queue. All right. Let's go. Hold up. I'm trying to. Get this thing going on here just a little bit. Going over some things. Make sure I got everything out there. All right. Let's go to our first caller. Hello. Patricia, right?
Hi. Yes, hi.
So, Patricia, you called in and you told us a story about what you had called before. And I just thought you might, if you could, just share it with everybody.
Yes, this was sometime, I don't have the exact date, but I think it was sometime late April or early May or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was calling about relationship. And I didn't mention any specific person, but you told me that I was going to see somebody or meet somebody June the 23rd. And I actually saw the person that was actually on my mind the day after. And we didn't talk or anything. I was in my car and he was across the street, but I saw him. And that was the
right
end of that. But that was, to me, that was amazing because I had not seen this person for the longest time,
mm-hmm.
and I had wanted to connect with him. And so I'm calling today because it really blew my mind, and I was just calling to see if there's anything that's going to develop out of that, or what is the situation with that, and if you have any answers for me as far as going forward with a relationship or anything as far as love coming into my life.
Okay. Actually, I have another
person. I've been waiting for a phone call from this person, by the way, for a long time, but he hasn't called. I just saw him that day.
So with the situation, the history between the two of you guys, you saw him across the street, which was a distant kind of thing. And I was trying to remember what we talked about that day, too, because I was picking up a lot of things where I felt like he was seeing somebody. I'm not sure exactly what the whole thing was about anything further than that, but it was kind of wild to get the confirmation that you saw him, because you know when I see things like that, I feel like if they don't cross your path right at that moment, sometimes it's just two people crossing paths to reacquaint themselves with what they had before, you know, memories and that kind of stuff, that actually could prompt them to do something. When I sit there, what I was doing was I was pulling out the romance cards, because the one thing I get the most in a situation like this is I definitely get a really strong impression of romance, and I keep getting around September and October. I do, and then you get this thing with reacquainting. So I'm trying to figure out, because there's not really a lot of details with that whole thing either. Plus, I was also going to bring another person on who's actually a reader too, and it's a guy named Devin.
Okay,
so Devin, are you there? Devin. I'm going to sit there and go over this one more time. Say hello on the phone.
Hello?
Yeah, there you go. There you go, Devin. Yeah, all you got to do is sit there and talk into your phone, and we can hear you clearly, okay? So it's one of those things, welcome to the show, just relax, it's okay. It's sometimes it's a different kind of experience when you get on the show and people are kind of freaking out, but like we say, just look at it like you were doing a, like you're sitting there talking to your friends at a nice, at the table, you know? We've actually done that a couple nights where we used to do a midnight show, two nights a week, where we'd have the mics all open for everybody. So everybody could voice opinion if you're like an amateur reader and you felt some impressions with people and that kind of stuff. So it was like a round table. Everybody was allowed to talk, and those shows were pretty popular shows. It was amazing how many people showed up at midnight. But, so Devin, tell us a little bit about your, about you too as well, because you're pretty, from what I can see, you've been a pretty powerful psychic yourself.
Well, when I first began to get my experiences was around 4 years ago. I started to run in with starting to see shapes and things like that at night, and at first I thought it was just my eyes. But no, there was like a voice, there was a presence, there was a just a feeling of like somebody there constantly watching over me and seeing what I was doing. And eventually I found out later on that that was my guide named Persephone. And then I have another guide named Michael. And really I didn't get involved into the spiritual realm since 4 years ago because I had a run in with some weird encounters. Like I went to go play a joke on a friend of mine. And it was weird because his PS2 was turned off, right? Completely off, nothing, no alarm, no anything like that. And I ended up pouring water on him. And then the next thing I know, his PSP pops on and it starts playing Dennis Leary, I'm an A-hole. Yeah, and it was completely out of nowhere. It's just like, and then I had several encounters where I went into the basement and had this golden light shoot out of my pen that I had. That was a golden pen, and then it, I don't know, I can see auras, I can feel like I'm connecting to Ascended Masters.
That's a good thing.
Strange, yeah, it's weird, because one time I had a conversation with these voices, and I said that they're the Ascended Masters.
So with the situation, we're going to sit here and go over this thing with Patricia. Patricia, you were talking about this guy that you actually saw across from the street. What is his name?
His name is Steve.
Okay. Steve seems like, from what I get the impression that, I keep getting the strong impression that Steve is going to call, but I'm not sure about the extent of what the conversation is all going to be about. But I was sitting here looking at the cards, and I feel like I should shuffle one more time. Because I got children came out first, as children was like a part of the situation. But that doesn't set with me too well, so.
Okay.
So I was reshuffling again. Now I have this from time to time. I look at the children thing, and I probably could sit there and look at the situation and go, okay, I can figure it out. Because a lot of times when we have the connection with children, it's actually two people's inner childs that need to... you need to reconnect with the inner child as much as the inner child needs to reconnect with each other, because that's a playful part in a relationship.
Okay.
But it says let your friends help you in the situation of, it's like going and being gravitated to people that you really trust. The idea of giving you insights. Don't do like some of the people I've seen who go to the most worst psychics in the freaking world, or go to the one people that are the one friends who don't have any kind of success relationships and ask them relationship questions. How can I be successful at a relationship when this person has never had one? You know? And I had a friend of mine was going into psychics rooms on Orantum and jumping back and forth. She was going to all the bad ones, all the ones that most people don't go to. And I said, you know what they're doing, don't you? And the person was like, what? And she's going to people that can give her the answers that she wants to hear. Not what she needs to hear, but what she wants to hear. And it's kind of crazy how people do that. Because I saw this thing here. It says, ask for and accept support from others. And a lot of, I don't know if you have a tendency to not do that, where you're kind of like a little bit more leaning on that pride thing, where you don't like to go to people, or you just don't trust people. But it's getting you to open up, because for some reason it has a lot to do with the idea of attracting this person into your life. But also, the thing I get the most, too, is... there are still some issues between you and Steve that need to be worked out. That he has a tendency to I wouldn't say he's resentful, but he has, he's like hanging on to something.
Wow. Yeah, we never had a relationship. I met him 4 years ago, and there was nothing that developed. In fact, we hardly ever talked. It's I saw something in his eyes, his soul,
mm-hmm.
and it affected me, and I wanted to find out, who is this person? Because this never happened to me before.
So you opened up in the seriousness and knew his soul, and knew your soul.
What's that? I'm sorry?
You opened up with like a mysterious curiosity that in your soul, something young about your relation with the children. Maybe he's opening up something that you haven't experienced before, something that's in somewhere that's close to your childhood life that you haven't experienced just yet, and maybe you're connecting with him because you feel as though he's going to give you that experience.
Yes, well, after that happened, I came onto this amazing spiritual journey. So it was very profound for me to meet this person. Nobody's ever done that for me before. And we never had, we never even exchanged names. I just heard his name one day. But
mm-hmm.
I did go back to leave my number because I wanted to tell him the truth of what happened. I was afraid, and so I'm wanting to connect now because I need to tell him what happened to me as a result of meeting him, which was so beautiful, you know. And
mm-hmm.
But he opened up this whole, and now I'm, so many things have happened to me since then, so many beautiful spiritual things. I've opened my life up more to the spirit world. More than ever. And so I want to share that with him.
And it shows the ideal. That was the first, I mean, I put down five cards for you. When you had, the first one was, you know, let your help, get, you know, let me say this one more time. Let your friends help you in the situation of actually reconnecting. It also shows this could be the one because it shows that you've already met this guy. You've already met the one you're supposed to be with. So therefore, it's indicating since you've been focusing on Steve, that's, because I always tell people when I do the card readings, they're going, is that about this guy or is it about somebody else? I'm like, we're focusing on the one that you were first focusing on in the first place of giving you insights of what exactly is going to happen. Okay, it also shows creative expression. It also says your soul longs to express itself creatively and the idea of letting certain things come out. It also shows in the process of what you're doing, too, is like for some reason you get to bring connection and then you get expression your love and you expression a lot of things between the two of you. It also indicates a lot of chemistry here, too. So there's a strong magnetic attraction here. So the idea of working with affirmations and visualizations could actually bring this thing around a whole lot quicker, too, as well, because magnetic attraction is there. Let's try to say that one more time. Magnetic. And then it also said, I was also going to the next level, because I always do a pyramid when I do my readings. It says on the next one, it says, clearly decide what you want so that it can happen now. Because it's talking about very soon. It's almost like around the corner. And there also seems to be some kind of musical. I keep looking at all these things, and a lot of stuff that's going on, that kind of stuff. And some of the cards, sometimes you look at the situation of thinking maybe there's not an attraction there, but there is a, you know, back and forth kind of thing. But it's just the idea of a person's fear is kind of like playing it out. But as you pursue this, I get the impression Archangel Michael's hanging around too as well as protection. It does see that you need to keep an open mind with this situation. But it also shows that a lot of things that are going on right now, it shows that your life purpose and all the things you're going for, you're fully supported. It does suggest that you should also retreat. Retreat is just to take some time to connect from the world, disconnect from the world. With the situation of your spirituality, it talks about the idea of focusing on that, and it also shows that you're on the right path. With the right path, it also shows a career change. A lot of things going on in your life right now is changing, not just with the relationship itself. And for some reason, there's a big steer toward counseling.
I don't trust counselors.
Well, what it says is, it says you heal with kind words, wise advice,
yes.
And you listen.
Yes.
So it's the idea, when it talks about career change, the counseling came up. Because, see, it's like me. I don't like doctors or counselors or nothing like that. I think therapists are a bunch of bullshit. Sorry,
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things where, you know, you sit, I mean, I was sitting one day talking about this, and I said, this is, every time someone says a therapist or a psychiatrist, all I keep getting is this guy writing in a notebook going, Hey, Doc, did you see those pigs fly by? You know, things like that. Hey, Doc, I just seen a girl walk in the office, and she showed me three breasts. And that's all I see these guys doing. They're not listening to nothing. Okay?
Right.
And I actually had a couple come to me one time, and the counselor, all he did was point out how selfish they were and how brats,
wow,
how big a brats they were. I'm saying, okay, did the guy go any further and go to the core of the problem, what why you were like that? And he goes, they go, no, why? Because that's the solution. Why are you guys brats? And are you really brats? I mean, I think sometimes in the idea of focusing on oneself, I don't think that's being selfish. I think that's where it has to start before we can actually be good for anybody. So the situation you got going on right now with a lot of things that you've changed in your life and the idea of this spiritual journey you've been on, I think it's the idea of actually putting you in the right position in the right time in your life and the idea of meeting Steve. And the one thing I get the most, too, it's like this every time I see you and Steve, I always see Steve kind of like dancing out. Not really dancing out, but it's like he's always by himself.
There's a joyness to it, too, like perpetuating oneself to another, coming together. I did an I Ching for you and Steve, and I don't know if you know what I Ching is. It's an ancient 2,000-year-old thing where they use trigrams to figure out what's going on in people's lives and how it's affecting their future and how they portray with somebody or somebody else. Basically, you got coming together, quantum 44. It's a good time to examine all people in your life, ponder why you connected to them, look for higher purpose in relationships, consider the shared journey in teaching you. Don't judge people for appearances and what lies beneath and the other side of people, and connect with like-minded souls. Steve is very connected with you in some ways, and I think that's what your children cards came up once again, because you're looking for that connection to where that you haven't had with somebody else for a very, very long time, and you didn't really know what that was at the time, but now that you do, you want that again, and it's something that's going to come out with this disease. So it's going to help you explore. You're going to come together and do a wholeness and a peaceful relationship.
Okay. Because I don't even know if he's in a relationship either, but I guess when two mm-hmm. people are meant to be, it doesn't really matter, but
Yeah. All I was going to say was, that's the one thing that's the biggest trap in the idea of manifesting these relationships in the way we want them, is like they want to know everything. Okay, is he with somebody right now? Who cares? Who really gives a freaking? I mean, seriously, I'm not trying to be mean or nothing, but the thing is, what we're trying to this is what we do in manifestation. Okay, when we manifest things, we focus on what we want. Okay, we put it down. We say, okay, that's what I want. This is exactly what I want. There's nothing else. This is my focus, okay? Then we take our intent and we deliver it to the universe, okay? What happens between us delivering it to the universe and us receiving it is none of our damn business. Because the reason I say that is because it just gives us more variables to think about that we don't need to think about, okay? What we need to focus on is like with you and Steve. It's the idea of getting a very clear picture. Because the one card I pulled out for you, too, it says calling in your soulmate. And it says prayers, affirmations, and visualizations help bring you together. So therefore, did you see anything in here it says? It never said anything, prayers and affirmations and visualizations, about his girlfriend, all of his acquaintances, and everything else that goes along with it, and the process of bringing you two together. No. And the reason you don't, because it doesn't help. It actually works against you. It's a trap. But it does say to bring you two together is the idea of focusing on prayers, affirmations, and visualizations. Now, with one I like, my favorite one, if I can find it here, this is great. I got my headless. I got this cordless headset. Now I can actually travel around the room and get the stuff that I really need. This is my freaking affirmations. Okay, I say, dear archangels, yes, I am ready. Okay, please help me trust my feelings as accurate barometers of truth. So there I'm focused. Okay, and then I say, dear Archangel Raphael, thank you for helping me appreciate everything that makes me happy right now. appreciation is good because it's the idea to open a door. Then I say, help me perceive all of the love that surrounds me so that I can feel safe receiving, expressing, and giving love. And then I say, dear God, Archangel Raphael, thank you for hearing and answering my prayers of me and April Austin being together in a romantic, happy, committed, deep loving, faithful, healthy, honest, spiritual soulmate, twin flame relationship, marriage now. Thank you. And that's, you know, when you focus on those things, that's all we do. And it was the ideal of, please help me clearly hear, see, feel, and know the divine guidance that I have asked and prayed for. Allow me to keep my ego out of the way so your wisdom can come streaming through me for my benefit and for those around me. Dear God, please help me let go of this situation, giving it in faith and trust to your divine wisdom and infinite love in order to resolve and heal everything and everyone involved. Dear God and angels, thank you for helping me see all of your qualities of pure love and light are reflecting within me and all others. Help me embrace my God-given innocence so that I may be at peace. And that's a very important thing, to be at peace, because these things can really drive you up. These things can actually drive you up the walls. And the one thing I was center focusing on too in the situations like this is the idea of focusing on both of us, and the idea of saying, Archangel Michael, you know, basically help me and April to let go of anything that it basically impedes or keeps us from actually getting to that reunion and actually being together, and the idea of any obstructions or any things from the past or anything that we think we need to hang on to, is these are fears. Fears are always based to cords that we are attached to from somewhere in the past. So when we sit here and look at those things, like someone sitting here saying, hey, you know, I think I need to resolve some issues with a person I think I'm still in love with. And what it could be simply is a fear of committing to the relationship that she knows that she should be committing to. So she hangs on to this fear as like some people call it the wrench that we throw into these things. But we can also work with the angels to clear all these obstacles, these obstructions, and these blocks. So there two people can actually smoothly come together, which can actually increase the timing on this where it can actually happen quicker. You know, my biggest thing is, I was sitting here talking to some people about this a lot, and actually we've had a couple of shows on this where it's the idea of getting affirmations of focusing on oneself too. Like, I have affirmations for love where it says, yes, I can be fulfilled. I love myself. I appreciate myself. See, in the process of attracting great love in our lives, we also have to have a great love for ourselves. And when we have a great love for ourselves, you cannot sit there and say that God does not exist. And the idea of that kind of pure love, of actually seeing oneself go from, I don't think I deserve anything, to thinking, oh, I deserve everything and anything, and having tapping into their strength. And then in the ideal of tapping into strength, then it actually is a spiritual growth, emotionally and spiritual. So you start realizing what is true and what is not true, and what you're manipulating and trying to make happen compared to what is presenting itself to you. Because the biggest thing in these situations I've always done is every good thing you desire comes to you. And if it doesn't come to you, then it's not good for you. So we just, that should help us to really let go and have faith and let God be what's going to happen here.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, I had actually kind of given up on that situation because it had been a couple years since I'd actually seen him, but then I didn't think that it was going to be him that I saw that day when you told me that date. So now it conjured up a lot of questions now and more feelings. So it just doesn't seem to go away. So is there something trying to connect us? You know, I guess so, based on the cards that you just pulled.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like I said before, see, also the idea of focusing and working on one thing, asking yourself if you deserve it.
Yes, I do.
It's also the idea of asking for what you want. For example, like with mine, I sit there and I have a tendency not to say a lot of it. Sometimes I kind of get intimidated by some things I say and don't say. Should I really ask for such things? And then my angels will come in and say, okay, well, the point of the situation is to ask for what you want. Not just the person to be with, but also the relationship you want, in the process of looking at what is important to you. What are your wants, needs, and desires? So I sit there and focus on the thing, and I said, like this one I just read off, I said, "Dear God and Archangel Raphael, thank you for hearing and answering my prayer for me and April Austin being together in a romantic, happy, committed, deep loving." And I, my thing I didn't add before was, I wanted to sit there and specify, because it's the ideal of asking for what you want, where I put down sensual and sexual, faithful, healthy, honest, spiritual, soulmate, twin flame, relationship, marriage. It's the idea. Some people sit there and say, "Well, you know, you say you want to be, you want to get back together, be in a relationship. Well, shouldn't you take it slow? And the ideal marriage comes down the road." I'm sitting there going, "Did we not ask for what we want? And then you're going to sit there and put a worldly timing on it? What kind of crap is that?" It's the idea of asking for what you want. It doesn't matter. Timing is one of those things that when you're ready for it, it happens. Okay? Not when the world says it's going to happen, because that means, that's one thing I don't like about therapists and psychiatrists. You know, you should take a year and a half to get to know each other. Oh, they're full of shit. Because seriously, I'm a relationship counselor, and I do it very strictly on a spiritual connection, and I'll tell you why. Because spiritual connections are the things that happen first. In long-term relationships, what we're looking for, and the idea of looking for soulmates and twin flames, those are spiritual concepts and spiritual connections. Okay, in the process of having a spiritual connection, what happens later on is that we want to physically connect. We want those souls to become one, and the idea of a sexual experience. Okay, so therefore we need our bodies, as I guess you would say, like I have my cards, for tools, that so we can connect in that way. Okay? But we're definitely spiritual beings looking for spiritual connections and spiritual experiences. And sex is a spiritual experience if it's done the right way. Unless you're like one of these people that are going through the neighborhood and nailing everything that walks. And then you're just a human who's like a dog, okay? So therefore you're not getting anywhere. And you're probably a person who's very unsatisfied with themselves and very very unfulfilled, because you're thinking quantity. You know, as many as I can get, I'll be happy. Not realizing all it takes is quality, which can actually happen from one person. It's like I want to sit down with some girls and go, "You know, some guys, this is the way it works. You got all these guys gawking over you. Wouldn't it be fantastic to have a spiritual experience of having one person to give you all that attention? And to realize that you, the reason you feel like you need five or six guys gawking over you because of your own insecurities, which will never go away until you face one thing. Find who you are." And I guarantee you've probably already found who you are. In the process of finding who you are, you're thinking about all the things you've got to give up in favor of that, when you're not thinking about the other side of the coin, where you should be focusing on all the things you're going to gain in the ideal of, I don't care what anybody says, in the process of finding that one relationship, everything is enhanced by tenfold. And I guarantee you, it's one of the best, greatest experiences you ever want to have. And the ideal of finding the significant one, because when twin flames or soulmates really connect on a good level, you know, the ideal of saying that everything's going to be peachy keen from that day on, that is unrealistic. But it's the ideal of realizing that when you do connect with a person that you're going to share your life with, it makes the experiences that you do go through, even the uncomfortable ones, a little more smoother ride, okay? So that's what you're all looking for, is the idea of unconditional love. But you're never going to find unconditional love until you do one thing, and the idea of unconditionally loving yourself. The biggest thing I think I've found in a couple of relationships I've been in, I actually knew the people more than they knew themselves. So therefore, that's why they always argue, "You don't know who I am." And the one concept that I got the most was, when they did get that connection, next thing you know, they wanted to deny it. And then they wanted to sit there and say, "Okay, I want to be happy, and I want to do what I want to do." Okay, now one thing with that concept, guys, is if you got a person who's looking you right in the face right now who's saying those things, I guarantee you one thing. They're not doing what they want to do, and they're not happy. Because this is why I know that. Because I've observed the people who are. And you know what? They don't tell you that they want to be happy. They don't tell you they want to do what they want to do. You know why? Because they're living it. They are happy, and they're living exactly what they're going to do. But you're also going to find out one thing. They said they finally decided to listen to their guides instead of doing what they wanted to do. That's the selfish part. It's the idea of realizing the reason we have guides and angels and all these entities around us is to guide us down the smoothest path of what is best for us, which as in the idea of having this human side, we have a tendency not to know what's best for us. And the idea of going down these paths, look at people who are like, I mean, the biggest thing I don't like anymore is the idea of they betray certain things. And there are certain ethnic groups that have a tendency to keep pushing it. You know, we're suppressed. Of course you are, because you keep reaffirming it every freaking day. So therefore you keep recreating it, and you keep manifesting the same thing over and over again. It's us, the people who have a tendency to be called the black sheep of the family, are the ones who are trying to get away from the norm, because we're trying to create something that's a whole lot more real in the sense of happiness and joy. So keep that in mind as well, that I sit there and go over affirmations and prayers and all kinds of things. If you want a love spell, don't come here. Because love spells is manipulation on the biggest point. If you want somebody you want to conjure up in a little kettle, okay, well, I guarantee you what's going to happen in that situation is you're going to have somebody with you, but he's not going to be with you. Okay, he's always going to be wanting somewhere else. And I guarantee you that situation will get you do nothing but set you up to get hurt. And it's like one of those things. So I always say, what do you want? You want a spell of a person who's going to be there? Or do you want somebody who's got a heart that beats for you because they love you? There is a difference. And I guarantee you, the situation, I can sit there and say, I'm sorry, guys, I can guarantee you. I've seen people with witches. I'm so tired. Those rituals wear you out, don't they? But I can go in my little book right here and go, I believe in myself. My talents are in demand. I am recognized. And watch my income always increase all the time. Or I can sit there and look at situations in my life. Right now, with my girlfriend, I can sit there and tell you flat out, with my affirmations of focusing on her, we're going to get closer and closer to the point where she's going to be back here living with me in Colorado before you know it. It's the ideal. I don't have to go through rituals. I believe in what I believe in, and God and the angels, archangels, ascended masters, guards, guardian angels, my higher self, Holy Spirit, and Jesus, we're all working together in the ideal of making my life really happy, joyful, and that kind of stuff, where I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that me and April are going to be walking down the aisle and getting married and having a family together, okay? But it's the idea of having that much faith in what you know, the idea where you can say, I'm going to marry this girl. Why? Because I can and I will. So be it, so it is. And the idea of the angels and guides and everything else, it's always looking at everybody's best interest. And I can tell you right now, the connections that happen like that, okay? This is fantastic. These are the things that you want. If you're going to go on a dating service, do the research. Did you guys know this? And I'm not trying to bash Harmony, but there are certain things that don't tell you about the downside of all those couples you see on there. Okay? Compatibility really irks me, because everybody thinks compatibility is the ideal of determining a longevity of a relationship. I mean, does anybody really know what causes a longevity in a relationship? It's the two people in it. Okay, you could be compatible from your head down to your toes. If you don't take the conscious step to say, yes, I want this, I deserve this, I desire it, and open your arms to receive it, it's not going to happen. And it's also the ideal, if you're out there confused because people won't give you what you want, always remember one thing, like I said before, every good thing that you desire comes to you, and if it doesn't come to you, it's not good for you. But it's also to help you understand that some people are scared of people in this situation. You need to tell them. You don't need to sit there and look at them and treat them like old kids. Well, I don't want to hurt his feelings. Because hurt in those situations is just a realization that they know you're right. If you know you're right, what's wrong with speaking the truth? The truth will always set you free. It will always set things out in the open so everybody can see. I didn't mean to make that rhyme, but I kind of fell in that way. So I'm not trying to sit there and freak everybody out in the same situation about all these other things, but I've had a lot of people coming to me about love spells, and love spells is manipulation. The only one I would actually even consider is the one, it's a spell for calling in your soulmate. I think it's still more of a prayer than anything else, but, you know, the idea of calling in a soulmate, I don't see there's anything wrong with that in the situations of bringing two people together. But when it comes to a point where a person's impatient and they want something now, you're just being selfish, and you're actually putting yourself in a position, you're setting yourself up to get hurt. And every time I've ever seen anybody do any kind of witchcraft, that's all I see. Manipulation across the scale. Okay? Now, some people look at affirmations and say, well, isn't it like spells? Affirmations are like a bulldozer. They're the obstructions and blockages to bring two people together. Because more than likely, you're saying positive things. And most of the times, between two people, even in the situation with Patricia and Steve, it's fear. So therefore, the affirmations are not bringing out those fears. They're actually severing the ties to to the fears, the insecurities, or whatever causes those fears. Once you sever the ties, then you see the fears for what they are. They're just illusions. Excuses. I heard this from Dr. Wayne Dreyer. He said excuses are nothing but things that we create to keep us from where we really want to be. Okay? Did you get that, guys? It's excuse is something we create to keep us from where we really want to be at. So if you're sitting there looking at a person, and a person that says, I love you, and all you can do is come up with excuses, I guarantee you, you love that person. Why make excuses to keep from keeping omitting at something that doesn't exist? I'll tell you, human consciousness won't exist. So take that in consideration, too. We don't make excuses for things that don't exist. So therefore, it does exist. Just by the idea of excuse, you know you love that person. You know there's a connection, and you need to open up to the situation. See, Patricia, one thing I'm sorry. Sometimes these messages come.
That's
from
okay.
Spirit. Like right there is just the ideal. Helping people realize that one thing in this life right now, that people want these fantastic relationships. It's also one of the situations my guides and angels talk about too. The idea of being in a relationship, having these fantastic relationships, seeing all those visions, dreams, and everything that goes along with it. If a person chooses and really chooses, I mean, goes to extremes, doesn't want nothing to do with you, and they say the thing between Patricia and Stephen doesn't work out, it doesn't mean she's not going to get those things, because she will. That's the thing she needs to focus on. What are you really looking for? What do you? And if Steve comes into the picture, then pretty much of what you focus on, the ideal wants, needs, and desires, your goals, and the ideal relationships, it's more or less telling you that since you have connected again and you're actually staring each other in the face, then more likely that's what's supposed to happen. So therefore, let down your resistance, take off the control issues, and let it unfold naturally, because it's already presented itself once. And I get the impression it's going to do it again and it twice. I'm just saying that I feel like these affirmations and stuff are going to really clear the path and bring it together, and also give you the confidence that within yourself to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can actually manifest this, okay? Because I was looking at the cards earlier, and the one card that comes up the most is the idea of, I was looking at this card, where it's like the Fool's card, but it's like a life experience card. It talks about you are ready. You have the skills and the capability to manifest this. Okay, like you said before, certain things we talked about before, it didn't happen quite the way you would like them to happen, but they did happen. So it's the idea of looking at those situations and asking ourselves, could we have put anything else out there and clearing it up where we could have actually had that encounter and crossed paths on the same side of the street? And I get the impression it's like a blueprint to change the outcome. And sometimes it's kind of, it can be a little bit hard, and sometimes we think things should happen sooner than they do, but we should also step back and go, you know something, guys? Everything happens just the way it's supposed to happen, when it's supposed to happen. Everything happens for a reason. Okay? So we sit here and look at the situation and saying, you know, you've already made some positive changes. Now it's the idea of realizing exactly what you can do in the situation of getting it to go a little bit more the way you want to. But sometimes when it sits and goes, it says a new person enters your life, a relationship begins a new. Now, in some sense of the word, if you sit here and look at the interview, what happened between you and Steve, some people will sit here and look at it and say, well, you guys didn't really have a relationship. Indirectly, I say you did. Because the process of meeting this person, it made a change in your life. We also had some heightened abilities of things that you saw, okay? It awakened an artistic part about yourself. So that, to me, seems like a relationship. People have to change their lives. You know, that's the big thing about relationships. So review, evaluate, and I think you've really come up with a favorable assessment of the facts here. Okay, just don't let your ego get in the way of giving you this false sense of entrapment, like you got to do something, okay? Realizing right now the situation of things coming together, the first time you and Steven actually crossed paths in some kind of situation, the universe just lined itself up.
Mm-hmm.
So those things happen again. We also looked at the, where was that one? Let's see. I was looking at, I would sit here and say the Hermit card is a good one here, too. Archangel Raziel in the ideal spirituality and the spiritual secrets. Also, a healing. Spending time in meditation. Continue with yourself, your spiritual teaching, your self-discovery. It shows that you, since the time you met Stephen, shows a lot of balance in your life, too.
Oh, yes. Everything changed. Everything. For the better. I've become such a more compassionate, not to be egotistical, but I feel I've become a more beautiful person inside. And I just have not been able to tell him, and I think he deserves to know that.
So we
no matter the outcome, I just need to tell him.
Okay, so it says, don't give up. Protect what you've created. Honor and believe in yourself. The one thing I was thinking, too, is a leap of faith. The idea of unexpected opportunities, but definitely follow your dreams. And see, you're coming into your own. Continue to move forward. Let's see, I know we got some other people in the queue, but I'm trying to get through this really quick. I would sit there and say this was a good one, too, because it talks about things are looking up, the end of a difficult situation. It also shows taking a trip. Interesting, huh? So spread and fly.
Don't what? I'm sorry.
Underestimate yourself.
Okay. So you see this going on, him giving me a call around September, October.
Actually, I see the call coming before then. I just feel like there's something going to out of this conversation. See, that would actually spawn more. I would sit here and say, I like this card here where it says your wishes come true, concerns fade away, and the idea of life. And the ideal, I mean, I understand what you're saying. If I only get to sit down with the guy and say hello and thank you for what you've done for me and tell him exactly that. But I'm just saying, it also says the ideal of something happening very soon and the ideal of determining exactly what you want to happen with that connection that you're going to have with him. Is it really more than just telling him? Is it the ideal of certain fantasies, visions that you've saw that you guys together? It might actually be one of those things where it's just saying, listen to your intuition, have patience, and consider carefully what you want before acting. Because it's what I'm saying to you is, it's the idea that you get the impression that there's definitely going to be a connection between the two of you. Okay?
Yes.
Between the two of you. And it's asking yourself, are you ready for what that connection and what direction it takes you in? Because the one thing I was sitting here focusing on when I was, I have this book. It's called, right here it is. It's called The Super Beings. They are with us now, ready to show us the way to unlimited health, happiness, and success. And it says that on the outline of manifestation, it says be definite about what you want and take responsibility for that manifestation, because when it unfolds, it's going to unfold, and it's going to give you everything you ever wanted. It's the idea of preparing yourself for that, because a lot of us think, hey, you know something? I'm ready. I've been waiting for this for a long time. But if you haven't really experienced it, it could be a little overwhelming when it does happen. So it's the idea that most people get in a situation like me. This is really overwhelming, but I have to take a deep breath and take it in. And some people have a tendency to go, oh, shoot, where's the Nikes? I need to run. And get the heck. So I'm just saying, situation. I always tell people, when you get with somebody and the person looks at you and go, I don't know what I want. I don't know if I want to be with you. It's our responsibility to look him in the face and say, you are so full of shit. Because realistically right now, if you didn't want this, we wouldn't be crossing paths. That is a fact. That is concrete, as much as you want to get it out there. Things like these things, especially when it comes to relationships, people do not cross paths if they don't want it. And they're both out looking for the same thing. This is a person who's also confusion. And therapists will tell you, be nice to them and pat them on the head. I don't say that. I say they're adults and we should treat them like that. Or they will never will be adults. We will just be enabling them to keep doing the same thing over and over again. Even the most spiritual people, Patricia, have a tendency when it comes to relationships.
Huh?
Somebody puts it to them and say, hey, you know, so I had a girl I was a long time ago who looked at me, and this was a girl I met. We spent the night together. We didn't sleep together. We just spent the night together. And she basically had her arms wrapped around me for 18 hours. And then after we got to go get dinner and we're sitting there talking about it, she tells me, oh, by the way, I can't get emotionally close to you. I'm sitting there going, you are so full of it. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, you sit there and held on to me for 18 hours. Girl, unless you're with somebody and have emotionally connected with that person. And she goes, okay, you're right. See, the point is, if I would have never said that, the conversation that happened afterwards would never happen, which actually had two people opening up. In the process of opening up, we get a connection, we realize the connection, but we also strengthen it. Because at that moment, those are vulnerable. Those are communication, which brings vulnerability. Vulnerability brings on closeness. Okay, so, and I've seen people do the same. Well, you know, spiritually, I think I should go meditate. Meditation, but see, meditation is to help us connect with our strength. So then later on, we can face our fears. So if you have a fear of facing someone, meditation is not going to, you can't spend the rest of your life in meditation to deal with that fear. See, meditation is to tap into the strength, to get that strength, so you get that spiritual growth of emotion, that spiritual, you know, emotionally and spiritually. So therefore, now I can get up and go face that person. Okay, and then probably one of the best connections I've ever had. But that's the connection that goes with everything. All right?
Okay. So you see this phone call happening before September. I'm trying to get another date out of you.
Oh, keep getting around. Getting around.
I'm sorry?
I would sit there and say, for some reason, no, I don't give up. And when I do, they happen to come to me very quickly. Okay. For some reason, I can...
You keep coming in and out. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Did you hear me that?
No.
How come I'm going in and out? How about now?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, August 23rd.
I'm sorry, August 23rd?
That's it.
Okay, another 23rd. That sounds good.
But, let's see, I was looking at... I was looking for those affirmations. It depends what you want to do, okay? I'm trying to figure out why we get to keep getting that weird noise. All right.
I don't know, but you keep coming in and out. And goes in and out, so.
Right. I don't know. Oh. I can hear a noise. How about now? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Sometimes a little faint, but...
Okay. No, I was looking at this affirmation and saying basically... the affirmation I have is very simple, where I just sit there and say, I am so happy and grateful that I now have a wonderful, happy... Austin, we are really learning to understand and deeply love each other, unconditionally now and always. And it's like one of those things, any kind of affirmation you can just sit there and put into the point of, I get, it's like a past tense, like it's already happened. It's the idea of putting it in the now. Okay?
Okay.
And then my favorite thing is I always say, this or something better now is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. So be it, so it is. I hope that. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just saying, you know, it's one of those situations if you want to sit here and simplify the whole thing, saying, I am happy and grateful for Stephen calling me, which led to us being together, where I can tell him how grateful I am. And if anything else happens, I'm ready for that too as well. Thank you.
That sounds good. I will do that. Okay, good.
I simplify the whole thing too, but it's just the idea, you know. That one twist I always put on everything, this or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. And then so be it, so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then at the end of the whole thing, we sit here and say, you know, I am so happy and grateful for April Austin calling me, which led to us being together and married now. Which just goes right to the point. So, and, you know, it's like I sit here and say it all the time. I'm a very powerful person in the ideal, my convictions. I know what I want, need, desire. So, therefore, you know, can I manifest this? I'm going to manifest this. I can and I will. So be it. So it is. And I just leave it the way it is. It actually works great for work. I've actually sat there and worked, when I work on this one site, I'll just go in there and say, I'm going to do 10 readings tonight because I can and I will, so be it, so it is, and I'll be busy all freaking night. So with the situation of putting that kind of power and energy out there, especially with some of the things that you're going on, it's the idea of trusting yourself. Sometimes we have to open up that heart chakra too as well. Or maybe work maybe we should work with ourselves a little bit more too on that whole thing too, of doing chakra clearings and making sure that we're very open individuals to whatever happens. So therefore, even if we're not really sure exactly what we want and need and desire, but when these things do present themselves, and the idea of having our chakras balanced and cleansed, it actually makes it easier for us to make decisions on which way we should go. We can actually hear our guidance a whole lot clearer too as well. So is there any questions, Krista?
No, you've been very thorough. I appreciate it. I appreciate the fact that your first reading a while back, it came true. Like I said, it didn't happen the way I expected it, but it did happen. And so, you know, that date was very profound.
Mm-hmm.
And I would look forward to what's going to happen again, and I will contact you and let you know.
Sounds good. If you ever want to sit down and maybe go over some... let's do some chakra clearings. Or
I'd actually probably want to do a past life with you. Maybe I'll contact you for that. But I'd like to, you know, think about definitely what I want, you know, and then contact you for that. You said that you do past life?
Past life readings and past life regressions.
Yeah. Can you do that over the phone?
Yeah. I can definitely do that.
Okay.
I have certain meditation I work with. We do some chakra chantings and stuff like that.
Okay. Yes, because I'm definitely, this is something very, very important for me. And like I said, my whole life has changed, and I really appreciate it. It put me on the right path.
You're welcome.
And I do want to thank you so much for your reading. I know you have other callers on the queue. Okay.
No problem. You have a great, fantastic night. I look forward to hearing from you, okay?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for what you did. And I just wanted to let you know that, and everybody listening, that you're just very accurate, and I trust you. And what you said came true.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go with... I was going to sit here and talk to him. Hey, Devin, are you there?
Hello?
You there? Yes.
I'm here.
Oh, sorry about earlier, man. I was telling someone before, I was like, you know, I'm sorry, guys, but messages come through, they come through. And I was like, you know, it's passionate. So we just go with the flow on these things. So I always tell everybody, if you have anything else you want to add to it, just jump in there, which I've seen that you were doing that. That's good. Because I used to have a co-host on here, and she would sit there and just, one night, I swear to you, I don't care what she says, she basically said some nasty words to me under her breath, which actually were heard on air. she used the F word, and I said, did you say something? And she's like, oh, no, I didn't say nothing at all. I was like, you got to understand that everything that you say or even mumble in your breath is amplified throughout the show. And I was like, that was kind of crazy. And April was on too, and we were sitting there going, that was different. And then we were April was trying to kind of like question it a little bit, maybe if she, you know, see if she did it, or was it just an EP that came through or something? And but it wasn't. I recognized her voice, and I could feel her hostility because she got mad. Because when I sit there and do readings for people, you know, I go with the flow, and I just keep going and going and going. And I've always told everybody, jump in there. And April was what she used to do. She used to type through Skype, and she would give me messages through Skype and tell me she was picking these things up. And then I would taper it off a little bit and then give April a chance to get in there. But I told April the same thing, too. Sometimes you just got to, you know, you got some information, just say, hey, stop for a minute. I need to tell you something before I forget. It's coming through. And I said, okay, I understand, because that's why I go the way I do, so I don't forget either. But she was getting on my nerves because it was the ideal, the situation of, we try to do positive things on the show, and she had a tendency to dwell. I'm talking about D. And she had a tendency to really get detailed with couple relationships. And the lady would call him and say, well, this guy is not talking to me. And she would go in such detail, this guy's an ass, this guy's a bastard, blah, blah, blah. I'm sitting there going, hold up. I said, we don't need the description of the guy. I think she's looking for an outcome, what's going to happen here, right?
Yeah.
So I sit there and say, this is a positive show. So we try to take the situations where we always end on a positive note. So I said, just stop bashing this guy. And let's get a little more understanding with the situation of a guy who's this controlling, usually because he has lack of control in his own life, so therefore he tries to control the externals. You know, and we try to look at the situation of a person and the situations and getting to the core of the situation, because I feel like once you find that core and people realize what that is, then they can actually, that's a place to start, you know. But that was crazy. It was, you know, there was some nights where she'd also, she has a bad habit of saying, I says, what do you think, D? And she goes, I agree. I'm like, well, thank you. That took 5 seconds. How about opinion?
Okay, Rachel, are you out there? Is there a Rachel out there that wants to speak tonight? Because I keep picking up a Rachel that wants to speak about something.
Really?
So please call. Please call now. You can call us at 646-721-9031.
Hold up. Let me check out. Okay. Rachel, huh? Well, we do have a caller in the queue. I don't know who it is, but we can see who it is. There's nobody in the chat room. Doesn't it just make you mad?
Yeah. Where's the chat room at, by the way? I need to...
If you go on, if you're already on Blog Talk Radio, what you do is you'll see my thing where you push on to listen to the show, and then you scroll down. You should see the chat room. It should open up because it's open. All right.
Keep staying connecting.
Okay, well, refresh that sucker, man, because it drives me nuts too. Eric code 562. Welcome to the show. How are you? Say hello to Devin.
Hi, Devin. Hi. How are
hello.
You? Hello. Well, my name is
We're
Alex.
Doing good.
I'm not Rachel.
Okay.
It's funny. I did enjoy the previous reading because we learned so much from you, even though, you know, we might not have the same questions as the previous caller. When you speak, it gives everybody, any listener, you know, the same tools that you're giving it to her. So I do appreciate her reading because even though she... You know, all this time that you were talking to her, I kept thinking, well, why doesn't she pick up the phone and call to you, you know? I mean, why wait until August 23rd? Just go talk to him. Go say, do you want some coffee, you know? You know,
right.
You know, everybody thinks
reach
differently,
out.
Obviously.
I do
appreciate, you know, the reading that you did give her because it did help me a lot on the things that I should be focusing on so forth.
What'd you say your name was? I'm sorry.
Alex.
Okay, Alex.
My question is, do you see, if anything, coming this month? Last month was probably the worst month of the whole entire year for me. I've had a very great year, very productive, very healing, just beautiful. I mean, it's just been great. The last month, man, I don't know if it was that Mercury or the solar or the planets got crossed. Who the hell knows? But it was pretty bad. So yep. I'm kind of looking to see if that is behind me and kind of wanted to see what, you know, coming in my way or where that should be.
We have a focus here on, on romance too as well, because I was sitting there focusing on these things, and for some reason I just picked up the romance cards and started shuffling away. So I was like looking at the situation going, keep getting the freaking keyword companionship.
Well, you know, with everybody it's either relationship, career wise, you know, money and stuff like that. So it's pretty normal. We're all humans and we all kind of compose the same type of energy.
I'm actually focusing on going to the store and getting some crayons. So,
so well, you know, when it comes to relationship for me, I've been working on it for a while, and I think of a lot of the relationship issues always lie within you. I strongly believe I had a wonderful relationship. It was heading towards marriage, and then everything just went click, and it disappeared within the drop of a hat. But strongly believe it was me. You know, I think, you know, when you have so many limited beliefs and so many things that you're going through, and if you don't work those things out, you're bound to push that person, no matter how strong the love is or that connection between the souls. If you're not ready and that person is not ready, you are bound to, no matter how many affirmations you do, how many prayers you do, it always goes back to you. What is inside you? Do you love yourself enough to be able to share that love with that other person? And I was not in that state of mind at that time. So
your name's Alex, right?
Alex.
Yeah. Alex, okay. Okay, Alex,
yeah.
So I'm going to do an I Ching thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be about this month, so give me a second.
Yeah, the one thing I was picking up too with the romance was the ideal true love, what you're focusing on. You're making an effort. It also shows that you're – the one thing I would stress on the ideal is chemistry. Chemistry can be one of those things that people have a tendency to put first when they should be putting it second. And keep an open mind, because your soulmate may differ from what you usually – from your usual type and expectations. And the ideal, what it says with that card, is your expectations and your type is the ideal that keeps you in a box, which actually keeps you from the ideal of actually connect with the one person that you really want to connect with. It was the ideal of a soulmate connection. Because I was getting it, you know, the ideal of there are certain things about you that you should open up, you should give it a chance. There are certain things that you still have a tendency to talk about. Where you, I get the impression you worked on relationships, but I also get the impression that there's still some things you need to let go of. And you're right about the situation of what was going on. With you should have been paying attention to the reflections that were being reflected back at you. Looking at people... I'm still looking at people as problems. Look at people as the answer to what you're looking for, and realizing that that person's reflecting back as something about yourself. And when you sit there and realize what that's all about, then you can sit there and see the things within yourself. Because I've seen a lot of people say, well, this guy has some things that we don't have in common. Yeah, but you should take in consideration, what does that really mean? Because it's being reflected back at you it's like you're picking up on the lack of the things within yourself. It's not the ideal this person has these things that he likes, but I don't like them. Realistically, what it's reflecting back at you about yourself is there are certain things you don't like about yourself. You know, because it's like the key here is the ideal. You want to find unconditional love, you got to unconditionally love yourself. So if you look in the mirror and say, I got a big ass, you don't love yourself unconditionally. Because you're thinking the ass basically dictates who you are. When realistically it doesn't, it's like going and getting your Mustang and someone hit you in the ass and broke your freaking taillight, and you're sitting there going, I'm just not worth it. I'm just not worthy anymore. And that's what we do with certain things that are external. And even the idea of looking for love, we should stop looking for love. We should sit there and stop looking, period, and realize what the reflection there is to look within oneself and start releasing the barriers that's keeping you from having that fantastic relationship.
That's where I'm stuck at, to be honest. I'm done with looking. I don't want to look. Once you come to that conclusion, when you know what the problem is, like you said, he was my mirror. He was me. So that love that I put to him, it should have been the love that I put into me. So once I learned that, I'm so grateful for that. I'm thinking, man, if it wasn't for him showing me that this is what I was missing in my life, I would have never gotten it. And probably the marriage would not work because I didn't get it. I didn't get it until now. It took this breakup to to figure that out. And we've been separated for 9 months now, and we have very little contact, but when we do, he always has something very positive to say. You know, he says, you know, you're so inspiring, you know, you do so much work and you do so much good for people and stuff like that. So he's always very nice and positive, but it doesn't go past the friendship type of, you know, conversation. But like,
and why, yeah, but it seems like
I'm stuck on, because I'm stuck on me, it seems like. I'm not stuck on any relationship or anything from the exterior looking for love or anything like that. I'm stuck on me. I really do. I really have a problem of letting go of the way I view myself. You know, even though I talked to a lot of, you know, Archangel Michael and Raphael, I work with, a lot with him through healing and stuff. I don't get it. Like, I don't know what I'm missing. What am I doing wrong that I can't get past that hurdle?
Maybe it's the ideal, what you're doing, what you're maybe not doing anything wrong. Maybe it's the ideal, just letting go. Because when I look at the situation, realistically, there's like a true love between the two of you. There's chemistry, the idea of open-mindedness, and there's also the idea the angels keep urging, the idea of giving the relationship a chance. And the reason it won't go past friendship, because he's being too damn nice, and you're not open to receive it. So if you sit here and look at the situation and change the ideal, just open yourself but to receive it, and then being honest, he's being really nice. But sometimes you're not nice, and I think he should tell you that. The idea of open, honest conversation with each other and saying, you know something, sometimes there's certain things that you say or certain things you do because of what you're going through, of course. But still, the ideal of bring it to your attention and say, you know something, man, this is just painful. But at the same time, you see something that could be really good here, and the idea of interaction that you still have. The connection is still there, and the interaction is still happening. So therefore, you get the impression it should go further than this if it was just the idea of allowed to. And I think once the door is open that he can see that, and I keep getting the word flirtatious. You need to be flirtatious and be more playful. It seems like you're too serious and he's too nice. You know, we look at the situation and saying, how can you guys get to know each other if he's always complimenting you and you're always saying, okay, that's nice. When you're sitting there saying, he's looking for an open door. And it's like, I feel like once he gets that door open, that you guys can have a great relationship, because you guys had one before.
Yeah.
It was just the ideal when you started. I think that when it first started out, it was good. And then the ideal being good was the ideal made you doubt yourself, like, I'm not worthy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you sit and change the perception and say, okay, I deserve love. Here's one for you, sweetie. Try this. This is what I do all the time, and the ideal, we're all going to get freaked out, and like things are not working out good for us. When we sit there and have to, I mean, I got affirmations at the yin yang, but the one I was sitting focusing on was the idea of being grateful. You know, I'm lovable. Those kind of things. But the one I saw here was the idea, I am loved. I am lovable. I am love. Say it to yourself 4 or 5 times. I am loved. I am lovable. I am love. And after you get done with saying those about 4 or 5 times, just say to yourself, and so it is. Okay, and then say this: I was born to be loved, cherished, and adored. I was born to be loved, cherished, and adored. I was born to be loved, cherished, and adored. And then you take it one step further and say, I am loved, cherished, and adored. I am loved, cherished, and adored. I am loved, cherished, and adored. Say it, oh, everybody, guys. I'll say, I am loved, cherished, and adored.
Adored.
Yeah, so when you start to look at the situation, because I'll give you an affirmation too. Okay, it's the ideal of saying, I'm ready, willing, and open to receive love into my life now. Okay, you see,
That's the thing, though. How can I be open to love when I need to learn how to love myself? And I think this is why, when he closed the door and says, one time we were talking, and he says, Alex, if you ever bring this subject up, I will never talk to you again. We're just going to be friends, and that's just the end of it. So I said, all right, so be it. And I've never brought up, when we up to this day, 9 months later, we don't ever bring up the relationship issue. We just say, hey, how you doing, you know, stuff like that, and leave it at that.
That's true, but we need to step back and look at the situation that was 9 months ago. I had a lady call me up one time, and she said this guy that she was with, and when they first got together, I think it was the same thing too, 9 months ago, that they were just going to be friends with benefits. And the guy, so the relationship got closer. It became a relationship. And the guy goes, remember 9 months ago? We sit there and said this was going to be friends with benefits. I said, why can't you have an earpiece in your ear right now while I would sit there and tell you what to tell this dumbass? To sit there and look at people and say, okay, that was 9 months ago. I'm not talking about 9 months ago. I'm saying what is going on right now is saying to me this could be the one. This could be the relationship. Because the idea is, like I said before, without you opening up to receive, the reason he doesn't want to talk about it no more because it hurts him too much because that's what he wants. Okay, so we need to sit there and be forceful too in the situation and say, how can these two people learn from the reflection they cast each other if they're not willing to be open to receive it? Which is the love part that goes with it. Because this like this, way, do you love yourself? Because you're a spiritual being. Spiritual beings are natural loving entities. So therefore, the ideal love is love is love. The ideal is the ideal. I need to learn it all myself. No, you need to accept you are who you are. That's the point. You've come to a point in your life, you're saying, okay, I don't deserve to be loved because therefore I don't know what love is. When actually when you sit there and open the situation of caring for somebody, when you care for somebody, you love somebody. When you are thinking about somebody, you love somebody. If you're sitting and taking consideration that you don't want to hurt this person's feelings because he said you don't want to deal with that whole thing, more than likely you love that person because you took the consideration not to do that anymore. Okay? The reflection back at you is he's angry because he wants a relationship. And realistically, within yourself, you're angry too because you want a relationship. So you're using this as a blockage to keep yourself from actually loving someone because you don't think you know what love is. And the idea, how can you ever find out what love is if you're not willing to receive and to give unconditionally? And the ideal, that's what you need to do. The unconditional part is the very important part here. Unconditionally love yourself. That means no expectations. You're putting expectations on yourself saying, I can't love myself unless I'm a certain way. When the angels are saying, we love you unconditionally, we don't care. So what if you got a big butt? We love you. We don't care if your hair is kind of poofy today. We still love you. That's the thing. I was sort of looking at this book. It says, find the person who loves you because of your differences and not in spite of them, and you have found a lover for life. Okay?
Right.
Because
they're so sweet.
So Devin has something to say.
Alex, what's most important in your life right now? What are you focusing most on?
Me, spiritually evolving.
Okay. Well, you're doing a good job on that, but there's going to be a time in your life this month that's going to open up more towards the spiritual realm. Basically, there's going to be energies around you that haven't revealed themselves yet you kind of have a knowing feeling that they're around. Ooh. They're going to approach you, and as soon as they do approach you, great achievements are going to be found. You'll be able to stand your ground more. You'll be able to communicate more. You'll be more – you're already self-confident as it is, but your generosity is going to be increased. You're going to be a higher plane in existence type of person. You're going to be more opened up. You're going to find yourself in a better position, and you're going to love yourself more.
All right. I want to sit here and go over this thing real quick. And the reason I was going ooh and ah over here is because I was actually pulling the remainder of this pyramid I was building for her. And the top card says deception. The deception part is the idea that she really does know how to love. It's just the idea of letting herself do that because she's kind of failed a couple times in the past. I also saw the relationship, if it was actually to commence and become a relationship. I get the impression you guys would be engaged in 6 months.
Yeah.
I got, because the very top card on the pyramid was engagement. And it's like this. It shows a relationship and that's going toward marriage, but it also shows realistically the relationship going to another level.
If you were me, what would you do?
I would get my breast enhanced. No, I'm just kidding. But that's just me, okay? But I'm sitting there going, if I was you, I would sit there and be firm with this guy and say, you know something? I understand 9 months ago I said this, but realistically, to continue with a spiritual awakening and spiritual connection is to realize that spiritual connections are the ones that happen first before the physical part. So therefore, that connection has already been made. So therefore, the guy who keeps paying you compliments is all he knows how to do right now, because he feels like he doesn't want to step on your toes. And that's the reason he even said that no more talk about relationships. It had nothing to do with what he wanted to do. It was the idea of what you wanted to do. So if I was in your shoes, I would sit down, and the one card I saw too was a heart-to-heart connection, heart-to-heart conversation, saying, this is how I feel about you, and I want to see what this can be, because you are a very nice person. You're in the ideal situations, and you do care about the guy, okay? Mm-hmm. And the ideal, all this stuff is going on. It needs to go to the next level of understanding that in order to really, it's not how we put this, it's not the idea of creating love. We don't create love. We experience it and express it. You know, energy, love is an energy, okay? It has no ending, no beginning. So relationships realistically don't either. When you love somebody, it doesn't matter if you guys are together or not, you'll love that person for the rest of your life, because we are natural loving beings. That's how we are. But with this situation here, it's the ideal. There's a natural love between the two of you, because the very first card I pulled out was true love. Mm-hmm. Okay, when you get that kind of connection with a person and saying true love, this is what's going on. Just because you don't have this intensity every freaking day of like when you first met, doesn't mean you love a person any less. That means you have come to a comfortable point of expression, that you just care about somebody. You sit there and you express, you talk, you communicate, and that kind of stuff. You know, the idea of holding people's attention. It's not your job to hold people's attention. It's the idea of just realizing you care about each other and realize that you both also have individual lives as well. And the idea of thinking about each other 24/7 is unrealistic, because if he thought about you 24/7, he would wreck his car. Okay? I'm just saying, everybody said, I was talking to April about this, and she's like, I can't keep her attention all the time. Well, sure. Why should I? This is not a stage show. It's the idea, I love you, I care about you, I've always loved you. I think I've loved you for like 3 or 4 lifetimes now. And the idea, well, we actually discovered when we were here, that we actually had a past life here in Colorado, and I just feel like that lifetime needs to continue. So we sit there and hold on to those situations, but we can't have those kind of experiences unless we're willing to open up to the possibilities of what's going to be. I mean, when you have two people constantly crossing paths, and the reason I use me and April all the time is because your situation here, you guys are still communicating with each other. It's just that you guys won't allow yourselves to go there. And I think it needs to go there. I think it really needs to go there. Because there's unanswered questions. There's unanswered curiosity. Things that you really want to do. I mean, when you have these connections with people and that kind of stuff, you need to explore them, because these are the ones we're looking for. You know, I sit there and look at somebody and say, hey, I love you so much. I care about you. So therefore, why run the other way? When it's the idea of expression, of wanting to sit down with that person and hug them and hold them, talk to them. You know, just the idea of sitting down and talking with somebody. It doesn't matter what it's about. It's just those experiences, you know, that you just want to keep experiencing over and over again. And when I saw the situation of the chemistry, you know, chemistry, but and then the card came to deception to me. See, deception in my cards means just that. People who are not being honest with how they really feel. They're suppressing their feelings of what they really want to express. So therefore, when I look at the situation, I saw that on both sides. Expression needs to be expressed. He needs to go past the compliments of telling you how he really feels about you. That's why I'm saying a heart-to-heart conversation. I'm sitting down and go, okay, how do you really feel about me?
Mm-hmm.
And then vice versa. Or if you want to, you can open up the conversation saying, this is what I've been going through. But the idea is, you know, is realistically, think about this. You do care about this guy. If it wasn't for some of the insecurities or feeling like I don't really have self-worth within yourself, still does not denounce the idea of how you feel about him. And it definitely doesn't how he feels about him.
And nothing has changed since, the breakup. He broke up with me. That was back in November. And he supposedly met a person, moved in with her. And I kind of laughed because he broke up, so he didn't cheat, which is fine. And then he moved in with her within a week, and then 30 days later they broke up, and he was back to in a confused state, thinking, what did I just do? But by that time, I was moving on. You know, I was moving on because I was evolving, and I wasn't going to let him or anything stop me from where I was heading. And I just kept going, and I did what I got to do.
That's true. Yeah, but
I really am happy that happened, because it left me completely know who I am and what I'm about, and the fact that I'm able to connect spiritually to, you know, to my higher self and, mm-hmm. and evolve and help so many people that actually need healing, you know, because there's people who are dealing with worse things. It's just not only love, but disease and heartbreaks and stuff they have to deal with, you know, when they were mm-hmm. children. So that's where I focus my life now. I just kind of figured out it was just a tool for the angels to heal other people, and that's where I found my happiness. But that little man keeps creeping up, and it seems like it's mm-hmm. today too, because I called you for something else, and here he's talking, you know, you're talking about a relationship again. So
love is important.
You have to tackle eventually.
Yeah, that's also the one thing you realize, too, what healing's all about. Healing is basically a person healing themselves by tapping into you because you don't have what they have. You're like a perfect pattern that they can tap into by using the energy that you get. It's like creating a vortex. You create a vortex and the energy that you give to them, they already have energy of their own. They tap into you. It's almost like a computer healing itself by tapping into a computer program that doesn't have a virus. It taps into it, and then it's able to actually correct its own programming in the process, and that's what a human does. When healing happens, look in the Bible. There's one part in the Bible where a lady sneaks through the crowd and touches Jesus and gets healed. And Jesus turns around and says, I didn't heal you. Your faith healed you, because she knew beyond a shadow of a doubt if she touched him that she would be healed. So it was also a combination of believing in herself, that she believed that by doing this, it would do it. And even says in the Bible, I didn't heal you, you healed yourself. Because of your faith, your belief. So therefore, when people tap into the idea of healing and stuff like that, we're enabling them, because at that moment, there's a lack of belief in them that they can actually have a healthy body, emotionally, physically, whatever it is. And then when you tap into you, because you have that faith, you're also enabled to give them that faith too as well, that they heal themselves.
Very true. That's the way it does. It truly works. And I think that because I've decided to move on. And I, you know, like I said, it hurt. Oh, my God, I was so devastated. But I think through that devastation and that darkness is where I emerged, where the light came through. And I thought, you know what? There's got to be a reason why I'm on this earth. And it just can't be because of a man. I'm just not going to let this keep
well, that's
me behind,
that's
you know?
The biggest. Well, that's the biggest misconception everybody don't realize. It's like money, you know. Money is not the key component to making one person's life happy. It's the idea of focusing on abundance, prosperity, love.
True.
Okay, because what is abundance? What is abundance? Abundance is accumulation. Look in the dictionary. It doesn't say anything about money. Prosperity means to be prosperous, but it doesn't say money. And you have to have these things within yourselves before you can actually start attracting these things into your life. And that's the whole idea. You want to be loved? Then love yourself. I was saying the idea that you're talking about, too, is the ideal. And see, the misconception is, I was sitting talking to this lady, and she got an earful, too, on that day, because I was doing a reading for me, and she said something about, you know, there's more people around you that are more compatible. I said, you know, when I do readings for people, I sit there and focus on what they're focusing on at the time, and the idea of helping them to obtain their goal. And they're focusing on a certain individual, I don't think it's right for us to sit there and say what's best for them by saying, there's more compatible people around you. Would make it a whole lot easier. Maybe it's not supposed to be easy. Maybe it's a learning experience of going through a journey to be with somebody that will actually create the foundation of longevity between those two people. You know, people always jump in the gun and go, like people get that liposuction or they put those belts. Most people who are overweight and have all kinds of problems really can be traced back to emotional problems. So therefore, see what they're doing is, I got to get rid of weight. And they're actually, what they're doing is, they're skipping a key component of finding out the things about themselves, how much endurity, and how much they can endure, and the idea of obtaining their goals, which is the idea of losing the weight, not looking for an easy fix. It's the same thing with relationships. Sometimes you're going to have to go through things, but at the end of the day, these things actually help us strengthen the relationships of the people we want to be with. So the thing here was focus on that objective of what you want. She also said that she felt like marriage was a contract of like being in a prison. And I said, you know something? If you have this kind of concept, then you have no idea what love's all about. Because the ideal of these situations, if you're going into a relationship and you're thinking, hey, if this doesn't work, I'll go into the next one. You're already thinking about the next one. So the one you're in right now is doomed for disaster. because you're already focusing on disaster by making the same statement as if it doesn't work out, go on to the next one, when you should be focusing on what is going on right now. That person right in front of you, who do you love? Do you love that person? I was sitting there talking to a friend of mine. I said, you know something? I'm sorry, guys, but like I said before, I get very, very focused on these situations of looking at a person and telling that person I love that person to the point where even when they tick me off, I still love that person, okay? And that's the thing we need to look at, the situation of saying, okay, I love her. This is the person I want to be with. How can we deal with the situation? Or how can we sit there and come up with a solution, make things work? Everything's going to be fine, back and forth. But see, the thing is, when we sit and really sit back and listen, we learn. So therefore, we can actually get closer. If we're not willing to learn, it's the idea of realizing that that guy is crossing your path for a reason.
You know, it's funny, you just brought up something that I today when I was driving, driving to go pick up my son, something that crossed my mind, it was exactly what you just said. Even after everything that you look at that person, even the negative traits, the things that could bother you or the hurtful things that were said, you still love them. And you think, you know what, I see more to him than just those negative things. You know, and it's funny because I figure, you know what, if I change, eventually, no matter where he's at, anywhere in the world, that energy will reach him because I can, you know, we're just universal. We're all connected one way or another. And the last message that I received from him was something, it was something, you know, irrelevant. It was like something about the Olympics, but, the last words that he said, you know, I'm a better man because I've met you. Now, I might not know what love is. I might not know what I want in life, but I know for a fact that you have changed my life to know that I'm a better man. So even if we don't, you know, ever cross paths again, I still have that happiness within me that I was able to share with him, that love and compassion, even if it's just through friendship or through just being a human, that no matter what he did or what he thinks that he did that was wrong, I still forgave him and I'm still a better person regardless, you know?
Mm-hmm. That is true. But also the situation of people changing people like that, you can't take the love equation out of it. It's the idea of realizing that maybe we're sitting here talking about it. We don't know what love is when it's staring us right in the face.
True. I don't think he knows that it's in his face yet. You know?
But seriously, with the situation, what he knows and what you know, it's like if you feel it, and that's what you want to go with, then that's what you say. But the idea of looking at somebody and saying, I don't think he knows, I don't think we have the right to say those things. I think we should go back to the heart, listen to our heart, tells us what it tells us, and say, okay, does this person really care about me? If it's really a deep caring for each other, I think we're putting too much of a worldly definition on what love is. When we should just look at it and say, how do you feel right now when you look at me? And just go with that feeling. Not just, it doesn't matter how he feels. It doesn't matter where he's at in his life. It doesn't matter where he's at in his spiritual evolution. Not to you, it doesn't. That's important to him as much as it is yours. But see, the one thing I've noticed too about relationships, the strong, really strong relationships that last for a long, long time, there's this really strong thing of individuality that also contributes to the strong foundation of a relationship. So the idea, we're all thinking that when we get in relationships, we have to give up who we are, or that we're actually losing ourselves in the relationship, not realizing what we're doing is we're being comfortable and we're actually finding ourselves.
True.
So, you know, so I'm just saying there's a lot of discovery here, but see, you both have come to a point in your lives where you realize that you both have changed each other in some sense of the word, but realistically, it's the experience that you changed yourself because it was that good of an experience. So therefore, you should look at the situation. Are there more good experiences to come? And the idea of finding what this is all about. We can't sit around and sit in a corner and say, you know, I want to know what love's all about. Just love yourself. If you can, the idea of love is like this, okay? It's like looking at yourself in the mirror and going, I love myself. And then going from there, when you're in a relationship, going with how you feel. The idea of looking at an individual saying, I love you. When realistic, what you're saying is, I love myself, then I can love this person because I deserve to be loved. But if you know, but we, like I told a guy before, I'm really learning trust. Really, how are you going to learn to trust anyone if you're hanging out at home by yourself? You cannot learn to trust another person until you go out in the world. In the process of opening yourself to trust another person, that's the day you learn to trust yourself. But you can't sit in a corner and think you're going to learn how to trust yourself. There's no experiences to do that unless you trust yourself and say, yes, this is a knife. Yes, this is a spoon. I trust myself on those things. But then we got to go to the bigger experiences and look at the person you're in love with. I can sit there and honestly say, with the girl that I'm in love right now, I love her dearly. And I get a girl who keeps saying that she doesn't know what love is, but can express it and explain it in detail. Mm-hmm. What's up with that? That's a person that I feel like in some ways is scared of what she feels for me. And I would just wish, you know, it's like I asked Archangel Michael to help April to not fear how she feels about me. So, Chadiel, your situation of asking yourself the same thing is, it's a great spiritual thing, is great. But sometimes with the spirituality, there's also a spiritual comfort that people get into a certain situation where they want to sit there and think they know everything. When you come to the conclusion that you don't know nothing, and all the things you've experienced has just made you a better person, and the point of going out there even discovering yourself more, because you have many, many levels. It's like, for example, realistically, this is what I look at relationships as. Relationships are an opportunity to get to know another individual for the rest of your life, because it's going to take many, many lifetimes to get to know each other. So therapists who say you should get to know somebody for a year and a half, how in the heck can you get to know somebody in a year and a half when we're constantly changing and evolving every freaking day?
Every day, every moment.
I'm just saying that constant volume. Yeah. So, and also, the people sit out there. I want everybody out there to go. If you're sitting there talking about a situation, and you go, "Me and my boyfriend grew apart." Then grow back together, because that's what happened. You grew together. You came together, and then in the process of the situation, you kind of like neglected some things. Well, stop neglecting it, and learn to grow back together. Learn, because it's like one of those things. You had something great before. The universe put you together for a reason. And I think you can do it all over again. I think we should sit there and focus on the ideal success, not the next relationship. Because the thing that's been presented to us now could be... I mean, that's one of the hardest questions people have asked with psychics, the ideal. Is this a long-term relationship? I don't know, is it? That's up to you two. Seriously, I mean, when I do relationship counseling, I say flat out, if you can give people the tools and the insight and the idea of realizing how to make it work within the relationship itself and realize that external stuff actually works against you. So therefore, every time you ask a question to a friend or anything else, ask yourself why you're even asking in the first place. And then ask yourself, are you asking for somebody to validate what you're trying to do, or you want somebody to actually tell you the truth? You know, I would rather have someone tell me the truth.
That's me, but that's not everybody. We have to kind of accept that maybe your partner doesn't think that way. Because I remember one time before we broke up, I thought, you know, you still have, like, unresolved issues from your previous marriage. I said, why don't you get a counselor and talk about it? You know, get all that anger out. I said, so that way, you know, it doesn't interfere with your fears about the type of person I am. Because obviously I'm a different type of person, you know. Mm-hmm. And he got so offended. It was like, well, if we need marriage counseling before we get married, then we shouldn't even get married.
So that, I'm sorry. The idea. Okay, this, look at. Yeah, but see, this is where I look at it. Okay, somebody comes up to you and you're going to build a house.
Uh-huh.
All right, and someone just walks up to you and gives you all the lumber, all the tools, and everything goes with it. Are you going to sit there and say no? They're giving you then everything you need to build a very strong foundation in a home.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to sit there and denounce that? No. What happened in your situation is the idea of calling people's bluffs. The reason he got angry is because the idea of knowing the truth of something he needs to let go of. Because realistically, with the situation of a person that says, hey, you changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's continue doing it. I suggested something to you. Why don't you sit there and be open-minded about the situation? Or is it the ideal you're scared of confronting things that you should have confronted a long time ago? So therefore, the ideal, the anger. Anytime someone gets angry, you've just touched on a chord of something that does exist. So see, people don't get angry over things that don't exist. People don't make excuses of things that don't exist. Human nature won't allow it. We only create things, as in blockages and walls, when we're fearful of something. Okay? So therefore, he built a nice freaking foundation of a nice huge wall and saying, nope, if we need marriage counsel before we get married. Oh, really? So you don't want to let go of everything that has anything to do with the past in favor of a fantastic future? Mm-hmm. Give me a break. So therefore, every time I've heard you say anything, it just confirms to me even more about this relationship that it actually has longevity if it's just allowed to happen. So therefore, I would sit there and be very forceful and very stern. I've done this the same thing with the person I was talking about too when she tried to say I didn't love her enough to be friends with her. And I sit there and told her, see, the point is friends. You cannot put yourself in a state of friends when you know it's going to be more. Because what happens is you'll start resenting that person. And you know, and if you really care about them, you speak your mind and you stand up for what you believe because you don't want to hurt them. Okay? You don't want to hurt them. It's like, I mean, I sit there and see the situation. My thing was the ideal is that somebody sitting there talking about that they're still working on feelings of somebody else, that they want to sit there and work things out with that person. And you're sitting there going, oh, I can't deal with this. Not because I feel hurt because of what she said. It's the ideal of looking at somebody and say, I care about you. I love you. But I know if you go down that path, all you're going to do is get hurt. That's the thing, of actually opening up and being very straightforward and honest and speaking your mind about everything that goes along with it.
Yeah, I think fear builds blocks, you know, that's what it is. Your fear inside, whatever you have inside, you just create those blocks and it's just not any good for you. Eventually it's just going to not only create problems in a relationship, but at work, at home, with your brother, your sister, your uncle, you know, with family. So it's like, I mean, I totally understand what you're saying, but not everybody gets it, though, you know?
Yeah, but see, the point is we don't have to worry about everybody else. I said, we had a guy on the freak, I had somebody yesterday I was talking to. He said, you know, sometimes you got to take in consideration of your decisions because how it's going to affect people. I said, it's like this, dude. If you're focusing on a situation and making a decision on your life that's going to affect your life in a very positive way, and you're thinking about how it's going to hit other people negatively, then you're making excuses already why you should not make that decision. For example, I seen a guy do this. He had a chance to move clear across country to have everything he wanted, needed, and desired. He had all these goals, everything he ever wanted. And he made a decision and said, I don't feel right. I'm dragging my family across the country. Okay. Now they're going to live in the slums. They're going to live in poverty for the rest of their lives because he won't make that one decision. I mean, I tell people all the time, parents, get your head out of your asses. You don't let your kids make the decisions. That's why you're parents. You make the decisions. You give them the tools so they can make decisions better in their lives. But make yourself an example and take those challenges. If you get what you want, need, and desire, follow through with your goals. Follow through your dreams. You know why? Because what's going to happen is your kids are going to do the same thing. Because they're going to see a good example that, okay, we had to go across country and I swept my butt off in the freaking station wagon. But when we got to California, our lives increased by tenfold. That was a great thing. The same thing my mom. My mom got divorced. We went down to driving this thing called a Rambler. I mean, mom had to get out and bang this thing with a hammer to get the thing to shift gears. But that was like the first 2 years, okay? After that, mom got a job at this place called PPG, started making like $40,000 or $50,000 a year. And what was so bad about it was my dad worked for Mead Corporation. He already made good money, but we always still lived in slums. We always lived in these freaking godforsaken houses. We had one situation where the water was condemned. We didn't even have any water, and he said, "I want to save some money on rent. I want to kick my ass." If I would have been older than 11 years old, I think I would have kicked the guy's ass. But you know, when you sit there and look at these things, but see, in the process of one person making a decision to walk away from that and go get something better for their kids, we went from wearing these nasty looking jeans and stuff to being like preppies in school. It was kind of crazy to go from that. When we should have already been on a certain level in our lives because of my dad, how much money he used to make. But my dad, all he cared about was himself and the point where nothing else mattered, okay? That was different. That was a selfish kind of thing. But then my mom, she decided, I mean, I told a friend of mine, I said, I never saw my mom hardly ever when we were kids. But I said, I guarantee one thing we did. We always had food in the fridge. We always had a fantastic car to ride in. She bought me a car. just and school was better. Anytime I wanted to play like football, track, or whatever, boom, boom, boom. I mean, sure, it was embarrassing not having a father. I mean, because that was like, people are like, you don't have a father? I said, well, I got a father. He's out there somewhere. But and I see him from time to time. But I said, it's kind of embarrassing when you're playing, when you're on track or playing football or something, that you don't want your mom picking you up. You want your dad to pick you up, right? And I never had that opportunity. So it was just freaking weird. But see, the point is making those decisions and doing it. You know, go where you want to be at. Do what you want to do. You know, follow the desires. Live your dream. Live your freaking dreams. I know people right now that are scared to death of feelings and things like that, and they're working at these god-awful jobs because they feel like that's all they're worth. And I'm sitting here to tell them, no, they're not. They're gifted, talented, awesome people that should be going out there doing just like the rest of us are doing, getting what they want, need, and desire, living their goals and living their dreams. And if they're not living their dreams, they need to ask themselves why. Don't you feel worthy enough to go out and get it?
That has a lot to do with it, with a lot of people, you know. And then similar, because my mom was the same way. She brought us from Argentina. My dad died when I was 2.5, and she had 3 kids.
Uh-huh.
She was persistent for 3 years. At 4 o'clock in the morning, she would get me up, and we'd go to the embassy and ask for a visa. For 3 years, we were up. And that guy, one day, he opened the door, and he says, lady, aren't you ever going to get tired? And she said, no, I will never. You will see my face until I'm, you know, until you just see me.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you know what? Today's your lucky day. Come right in. And he took us, and I remember I was little, and they took us to this office, and they had the American flag on one side and the Argentine flag on the other side. And the guy handed him a folder with our paperwork and then the huge stamp. He stamped it, and I remember the desk just went boom. And he says, here you go. He threw our file. He says, pack up, sell your stuff. You're going to the United States. And we're just like, oh, my God, we couldn't believe it, you know. And here we are. We sold everything. We just basically took our clothes. We only had one luggage each, and we moved to Texas, which first we had to go to New York because that's what we, you know, back then, that's where you get your green card back in the 70s. And then you to Texas because she had a stepsister that lived there in Rockford, Texas. So from Buenos Aires, which is a huge city, we ended up in Texas. And we're thinking, is this United States? Like, what the hell? You know, we're just like in shock.
Right.
But my mom had no job, didn't know the language, but she just had a goal, you know. And she says, well, we'll be here until I can get a job, and then from there on we'll move on. We moved from Rockford, Texas to Corpus Christi. She worked at a local hospital there. She saved up money, and then she bought a car, and we drove to California. It took us 3 days to get here, and we lived in a hotel for about a month. And then after that, she got a job and got us an apartment, and she just, you know, she was unstoppable. She had businesses, and she had so many. She gave us so many things, you know. And totally, she was my inspiration. If it wasn't for that woman that had a goal and just kept pushing forward, you know, I probably wouldn't be here in this country at all. You know, I was raised here, so I only went there once back when I was 14. She went back to Argentina, and she opened the first laundromat in Buenos Aires, which back then nobody knew what it was. They were just like, this woman is crazy.
Wow.
What a laundromat? What are you talking about? She says, well, in America, we have laundromats. You know, you take the clothes to a machine, they wash it, and you get money. She opened it up, and then she made so much money. And then she says, Alex, do you want to stay here? And I said, oh, my God, no. She's like, why not? I go, I don't understand the language. I'm American. Take me back home, you know. And my mom would do pretty much anything for me. She said, you know, okay, let's go back home. And so she sold the business and, you know, gave it away practically. We came back to the United States, and she opened a couple more businesses. And she died very young. You know, she died young. She got cancer. So right after we came back from Argentina, she got very, very sick. She lasted about 2-3 more years, and then she passed away.
Right.
But that, you know, she left, you know, like I said, you know, a good impression on me, and the fact that everything, you can obtain anything as long as, you know, you think it first and you put, you know, into action things. And maybe my goal in life is just, you know, it hasn't really been about relationship. It's been more about evolving myself and my goals. Maybe that's, you know, that's what my focus has been so far. So, but I'll get there. I'm sure I do. And then, you know, you've been very helpful, so that helps a lot. You're kind of telling me basically what to do now about this particular situation. So
yeah, I was sitting here, Devin's here, and I was wondering if Devin had anything to add or that he might want to tell you too.
Is Devin still there?
Yeah, Devin, you still there?
Yeah.
No, if you have anything
you
else?
Sound very promising. I mean, you have a lot of goals to reach. You have a lot of inspiration. You have a lot of, like, anything can happen. I mean, you're there. You're to a point where you want to just move on. You want to keep continuing, but you want to be successful and achieve a higher self of respect and a higher self of your own reality. And that's very good. So I congratulate you. I really do. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I've heard so far.
Makes me want to cry, I'm telling you.
Well, you know, I haven't heard anybody say that for years. My mom's been dead since I was 16, so that's the most awesome thing I've heard. Thank you so much for that.
No problem, but like I said before, it looks at the situation of a guy and the way you have been treating each other and that kind of stuff. It shows true love. I mean, people look at the situation sometimes of anger and output and how they treat each other. But, you know, I was sitting and saying with me and April, we've actually been through a lot, back and forth of the situation, that kind of stuff. And for some reason, we just are still connected and still have a tendency to keep going. You know, it's like for some reason, we both want each other in our lives. And I think it's one of those things of realization on both our parts that we've been looking for something that we already found, and we need to not just appreciate it, but open up, accept it, and let it become what it's supposed to become, and the idea of what it is. I mean, when you look at two people, this is the other thing too. When you look at two people and how they reflect back at each other, where you can actually see one as a person where you want to be at, and the other person can look back at you where he's been, and you can look at those two things and learn from those reflections. That is just still motivation, that you still have more things to accomplish in your lives, then that's the kick. That's the ideal right there, what true love is all about. Okay, not these little things that the humans try to tell us what it is, you know? Oh, you have to have chocolate in common and stuff like that, or commonality or compatibility. Compatibility makes things smoother and it makes it easier to coexist, but you know the idea of not knowing these things about each other also has a tendency to put a little curiosity of new life experiences. How can you deny yourself of those kind of experiences, you know?
I think mostly it's, you know, with a couple or with, you know, your mate or whoever you know, either a lady or a man. It's not so much about the time and what, you know, like or dislike. It's just the person. You know, I know that since I've met this individual, I grew to learn a lot more. Huh. You know, and appreciate other people more and treat
right.
people better too. So in retrospect. Not only have I changed my way of looking for things, I always had a very open mind and I was always very caring and giving towards others, but I think I'm more so, I sympathize a little bit more now when people struggle through, you know, fears or insecurities, because through this whole process, I've learned that from him, you know, and I guess, like you said, it's blatantly a mirror. So sometimes you get angry at that person, but it's usually because it's a reflection of who you are. And if you start seeing it that way, then you start modifying that negative part that you see. And instead of blaming the other person, kind of accept that you brought that out of that person, because it's really how you feel about yourself, you know. So it's every opportunity or every relationship, being either a friend, a best friend, or even a couple, it's just an exercise of learning, you know. So I'm kind of very grateful about that I've learned so much from this.
Right.
And now, when are you going to get married? Or are you guys married? April. Are you guys already married or are you guys getting married?
Good question. We're not married yet, no.
Not yet. How long have you guys been together?
Since March.
Of this year only?
Of course. Just, yeah, why? You know, it's hey, some things that get established very quickly, and it can be kind of overwhelming. Oh.
It is when it's, you know, when the connection is there, it's there, but it's pretty cool and it's awesome. Just keep at it. The same
I am having a problem with my freaking phone. Everybody can text me, but they can't call me because it keeps coming up and saying it's Verizon. Do me a favor, Devin. Call my phone. Maybe it's just a chosen few. I don't know, because I was actually talking to my friend earlier on. It's kind of weird that I can call people and text people, but they can't call me.
Okay, I will.
Thank you. I appreciate it. No, like I said before, my strongest impression with that, I mean, I feel like my heart and everything else that goes along with it, where it just keeps saying over and over again, I'm going to marry her. I want to marry her. And it's like we talk about certain things, and I guess it's the way we talk, that we have a tendency, I think we have a very physical, a very strong physical attraction.
Mm-hmm.
But I think sometimes she has a tendency to confuse with, it's a connection. It's actually a connection on all levels. And it's like some people have a tendency to have the thinking that if a person can't keep my attention all the time, then I must not be in love with that person, not realizing why would you want, you know, the ideal of the situation of having a conversation, the kind of stuff. It's the ideal of you're thinking too much. When you should be feeling more. What do you feel? What do you feel? And a lot of people, when they get to that point where they keep talking about what, you know, the thinking part, it could be the idea of denouncing those feelings too, because they are pretty powerful. You know, the idea of having that kind of connection with somebody that when you first met and the first thing you said was, when that person said, "Will you marry me?" Of course I'll marry you. And then get to a point where I'm not sure about it anymore. I'm friends and that kind of stuff. And all you hear is excuses. And I'm sorry, but every time I hear anybody who says an excuse of what it's not, they're just denying what it is. Because it's kind of hard to sometimes it's hard to explain to people to say that if you're making an excuse and trying to justify what something is, I think you should take a step back and ask yourself, what is it really? Why are you making an excuse of what it's not? Because, see, human nature, we don't do things like that spontaneously. Okay, we're constructively making up excuses. We're sitting there trying to pinpoint what it is when that's what it is. It's love in the purest form. Love, love, love. I think it was almost like a Beatles song, huh?
Love. When we were born, when you look at a brand new baby, just a brand new baby.
What do you do? You love it unconditionally without even thinking about it.
What does it represent? But it's just pure love, doesn't it? When you look at a baby and all you see, that's what we were. That's when we were born. That's what exactly we were. We had no other problem, no other concept. We weren't thinking.
That's true too, sweetie. But the reason we have these concepts is because of world influences. And when we can take those world influences and shed them in favor of the true spiritual self, is what we saw when people saw as a baby. As pure love is the ideal pure spirit, because there's nothing there that tells you otherwise. Okay, but worldly experiences can tell us nothing, but we have a tendency to go to those and say, okay, the world says, I think once we get past the ideal, what the world says, and start listening to ourselves, then we start actually experiencing things in a more successful, loving way. The world says you should live your relationships just like this, and then they have a 60% divorce rate. Christians say live your life this way. They have between 35 and 40% divorce rate. But true spiritual people almost falls down to zero.
True, and they don't really get married either. Sometimes they just life partners forever, so...
Well, let's look at the situation, guys, what marriage is. See, humans have also screwed that up, too, by saying you have to have a piece of paper to prove that you're married. But actually, it's a declaration before God that I want to spend the rest of my life with this person. So, therefore, that can happen in any kind of context of making that declaration to that person. And actually, if you think about it, marriage is like the ideal union. It's also the declaration you're making to that person is in front of you, saying, I love you, I care about you, you're the person I choose to be with for the rest of my life. In the process, the situation is saying that if God can be reflected through anyone and everyone, and even ourselves, are we also making that declaration by just loving that person?
Mm-hmm.
Declaration to God at the same time as well. It's like a unity, you know, the Trinity. Marriage is like Trinity, if you ask me. You know, the Son, the Father, the Holy Ghost. If you look at the situation of marriage, and it's two individuals making decoration to God, and you know, and the ideal. And we also have 60 seconds left in the show. We want to thank everybody for being here, and thank you for all the people who called in. And please join us on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays at 6 p.m. Mountain Time for more readings and more spiritual talk and that kind of stuff. And we'll actually put a little more twist on the relationships and that kind of stuff. And I'm just saying, the ideal that I don't sit there and tell everybody things because I think it's a great theory. I tell everybody because it's the truth, and it's what I do, and that's what I experience, and I live what I preach, and I preach what I live. So therefore, keep it up there. And may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and you guys have a fantastic day. And I got to go, guys. We're going to leave you some music called, this is a Kansas song by, this song's called Child of Innocence. So we'll see you all later, guys. Bye-bye.